A man arrested in an Alliance homicide is back in Stark County. 38-year-old Ashley Ross was found dead inside a home in the 300 block of West Ely Street Wednesday morning. Her 50-year-old husband, Robert, was arrested on a murder charge in the Morgantown, West Virginia area later that day. He waived extradition in a court hearing. Ross has been booked into the Stark County Jail with arraignment scheduled today in Alliance Municipal Court. Children in the home were not hurt and were placed in the care of relatives. Two people were killed and one injured after a crash Saturday morning in Perry Township. Highway Patrol says a pickup driven by 21-year-old Cole Scholey of Beach City crossed left of center on Route 62 and struck a van south of Navarre Road just after 7:15. Scholey later died at Mercy Hospital. The driver of the van, 56-year-old Kelly Kemp of Maslin, was pronounced dead at the scene. A juvenile passenger was taken to Altman Hospital with serious injuries. Troopers say neither driver was wearing a seatbelt and speed is suspected as a factor. Southbound lanes of 62 were closed for about 3.5 hours after the wreck. A crash between a train and a pickup in Canton has taken a life. The repository reports the collision took place just after 10 Friday night on Maryland Avenue Southwest near Navarre Road. The victim was later identified as 63-year-old George Smith of Maslin. Canton police continue to investigate. No other details were released. Perry Local Schools has officially broken ground on a new $60 million middle school. The building will combine Pfeiffer Intermediate and Edison Middle School, serving students in grades 5 through 8. Superintendent Nate Stutz says the project will provide modern learning spaces for future generations. The new school will house about 1,200 students and is expected to open for the 2028-29 school year. A man is facing felony charges after a police pursuit ended in a rollover crash Saturday morning in Rootstown Township. Ravenna police say 33-year-old Sheldon Stone of Cleveland fled a traffic stop before losing control of an SUV on the I-76 westbound entrance ramp from State Route 44. Stone and a 27-year-old Ravenna woman were ejected from the vehicle and hospitalized. Police say Stone also has outstanding warrants from Cuyahoga County. A man and woman were among three people hospitalized after a multi-car crash Friday on I-76 in Portage County. The Highway Patrol says a 32-year-old Wadsworth man failed to slow down in a construction zone and hit the back of another vehicle in Palmyra Township. Two 78-year-old Lake Milton residents and a Newton Falls man were taken to the hospital. The driver was cited for assured clear distance. A hearing is scheduled June 11th in Columbiana County Common Police Court for former East Palestine police officer Matthew Elser. The 45-year-old Columbiana man faces 17 counts, including felony intimidation, retaliation, and telecommunications harassment for allegedly sending threatening text messages to a judge, prosecutors, and others. Elser previously entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity and remains at Heartland Behavioral Health Care in Maslin as additional mental health evaluations continue. Mahoning County prosecutors are pushing back against a request for a new trial by death row inmate John Drummond Jr. In a filing, prosecutors say recanted witness testimony does not justify overturning the conviction or show a likely different outcome. Drummond was convicted in 2004 and sentenced to death for a 2003 drive-by shooting in Youngstown that killed 3-month-old Jayan Dent Jr. His attorneys argue new affidavits from former witnesses warrant a new trial. Prosecutors say the claims lack credibility and substance. A Warren man is facing multiple felony charges in Mahoning County over an alleged attempted sexual assault. A grand jury indicted 21-year-old Alan Smith on charges including attempted rape, felonious assault, gross sexual imposition, and strangulation. Investigators say the incident occurred February 13th after the woman asked Smith, whom she reportedly knew through Facebook, for a ride to work. According to Youngstown police, Smith allegedly demanded sexual favors in exchange for the ride, then strangled and assaulted the woman when she refused. No arraignment date has been set. A man convicted of felonious assault is out of prison after being granted early release. 29-year-old Damian Cessna was sentenced to 4 to 6 years after prosecutors say he charged at a Boardman police officer with a knife during a 2021 traffic stop. He was shot multiple times after refusing commands to drop the weapon. A judge approved his release last week. Cessna will now be under intensive supervision and mental health treatment. Several road projects are getting underway in Mahoning County. Shoulder work is starting on I-76 and 80 between State Route 11 and the Ohio Turnpike in Austintown and Jackson Townships, with work expected through October. In Boardman and Beaver Townships, resurfacing is also beginning. Meanwhile, the State Route 164 ramp to I-680 northbound is closed through tonight, and the Wick Avenue Bridge over Route 422 closes today for replacement work through late August. The Ohio BCI is assisting Warren police after an officer-involved shooting Friday afternoon on Charles Avenue Southeast. Authorities say the shooting occurred in the 300 block around noon. The ATF also responded. Police tell WFMJ-TV no officers were injured, but one person was taken to a hospital. The extent of their injuries has not been released. BCI has taken over the investigation. Few additional details are available. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.